Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 19th of February, my brother's birthday. I think I might just run a service for the Champions League. Call it the Champions League Masterclass. I mean, I just get every game right, don't I? Just get every game right. Yeah, they all laughed at me when I said yesterday I could see... well, I did think Dortmund would win. I think they'll go through. And I'm going to be controversial. I know I'm controversial and people say it's bias. It's nothing to do with that. I don't think this Liverpool side is as good as everybody makes out. I think the standard of the Premiership is poor. They're good. Don't get me wrong. They are by far the best in the... Premier League, but I think it's a really piss poor Premier League. I don't think they're a patch on sides like the Invincibles of Arsenal and United's, some of United's teams that won the league. I think they, you know, they got the freak result against Barcelona. Played a poor Bayern Munich last year, got a freak result against Barcelona. Fantastic comeback, but you know, those things happen. Once in a lifetime, once, twice in a lifetime. And then ultimately they played Spurs in the final, who had been shit for 6 months, and, you know, they get a penalty in the first minute. Don't get me wrong, Van Dijk, fantastic player, keeper's fantastic. But I just don't think they're as good as everybody is raving about. They're going to break records and things, but I just think, as I say, the standard's poor, and I thought that that will be a tough game. I really think they're going to struggle in the home leg as well. There's nobody better. You know, you look at that, what did they have last night? 20-odd percent possession. Atletico Madrid and Liverpool didn't have a shot on target. There's nobody better. I do think that Madrid are capable of nicking one. So yeah, there you go, Champions League expert. Yeah, my man sending me that flipping tip after I mentioned him on the podcast. He was on to me there. See, if only they'd listen. If only they'd listen over time. Right, so we got two more tonight, haven't we? Right, let me give you these little beauties. And as I say, you know what it gets like when I get bullish. Right, at Atlanta, I do see them beating Valencia. Price about right, nothing really of any edge there, but I do see them beating Valencia. They've sort of opened up and came in, and they've held fairly steady. So I do think at Atlanta, home win. And then we've got the old spuds. Now you've got to put the old phobias beside to one side. I've got to go with a draw. The problem I've got, I don't see... One, they're going to score. We can't defend for Toffee. I mean, we can't keep anybody out. So, you know, with their front line, Timo Werner, I think they are definitely going to score. And Tottenham lost Son yesterday. I mean, I just don't know who's going to get our goals. You know, Moura, you take away the miracle of Ajax, the guy seems to need about 25 shots to score a goal. Ali, what's he got? Got a couple when Jose came in, and then he can't hit the net now. I just don't know how we're gonna score goals without Son or Kane on the pitch. Absolute negligence by Tottenham to not buy a forward or keep Llorente in the summer. It's put us right on the back foot now, because these things do happen with injuries. So I'm going to go for a draw. If I was forced to pick a team, I'd have to say Leipzig, I'll be honest. But it's just a horrible game for Tottenham, I think, this one. I'd be very surprised if they go through over two legs. I would definitely be fancying Leipzig over the two legs. Because obviously we're not going to have those players back for that leg. Second leg out there. But if somebody held a gun to my head tonight and said, have a bet on this game, I would probably back the draw. And maybe back over 2.5 goals as a cover if it was going to go 2-1 and trade that. But yeah, I think it'll be a 1-1, 2-1. And it could be 2-1 either way, to be fair. But as I say, I don't know where the Tottenham goals are going to come from. And the market's got them level, can't split them. 2-7-2 Tottenham, 2-7-6 Leipzig. So I don't think I'm dodging anything. I just, as I say, I think if somebody said pick a team to the win tonight, I would probably just favour Leipzig, given the fact that we can't score. But given that, given the market and the situation, if I was have to have a bet, I would have bet the draw. So Atlanta home win, at Atlanta home win, Tottenham bet the draw, maybe with an over 2.5 cover. There will be goals there, I'm certain. I'm certain that that Leipzig will score. I cannot see a 0-0, so trade in the goals market may be one angle anyway, if it's 0-0, sort of 15, 20 minutes in. There you go, Champions League expert, signing off. Self-declared Champions League expert. Right, I've sent the golf guru. I've got meetings today, and apology, I've got to meet Ryan, the web developer, tomorrow. So I'm going to be struggling to get stuff done in the office. I'm there all day. I'd forgotten about it when I said earlier in the week, but I will update everybody before I leave tomorrow with exactly what's going on. I know I've got a few bits to do. I've got competition winners to sort out. I've got the trading Excel sheet to sort out. I haven't forgotten anything. It's just a matter of getting the time to do it. Yeah, went to a funny little place last night. I went out with the racing guy last night, and we both of us like Dortmund, and we got another mate who likes Dortmund, and this other guy had found this bar in London, up near Great Portland Street, that actually a really good, it's a good business concept. The bar isn't that great, as the picture showed. It is a dingy little place, two-storey. You've got a sort of upstairs and then a basement bit, and it could do with a lick of paint and a tidy up. But they their sky fee was £1,500. So they binned that off, and they only show, they'll put a Premier League game on if it's on BT, but mostly they show all the European football. So they have Bundesliga, they have Serie A, the French football, and they've got numerous little London fan clubs now based there, Sampdoria, Dortmund, and it gets really busy because they sort of got a niche in the market of showing those games. So last night there was a load of London-based German Dortmund fans in there. It was actually quite good. And I end up, of course, next to the numpty. Sat at the table. We've got a nice little corner seat. Table in front of the TV. Could see the Madrid game on the other one. And guy sits down. Can I join you? Scottish guy from York. Dortmund shirt. Yeah, all right, mate. And all the usual, what do you do? How do you get into Dortmund? Blah, blah, blah. I mentioned your bet on football. Out came the phone. Is 22 league ACCA over the four games last night. Oxford, was it Southend, Liverpool and Dortmund. It doesn't bet though. I don't have many bets. I don't ever bet there. No, funny mate, because he then proceeded to talk me through every leg as every goal or corner went in. And he was doing my absolute fucking Sweden by the... I mean, I could go to sleep with his voice in my head by the end of the night. I thought, how have I ended up with this guy? And I'm going out to door. I go to one game a season. I'm going out to see them play Schalke. Next month sometime it is. And which is the local derby. Really looking forward to it. And he went... he goes a few times. He said, oh, I'll be going to that Schalke game. I'll see you there. I thought, oh, Jesus Christ, please, please. I just hoped that when I was up to the bar or going to the loo that my mate hadn't swapped numbers or anything. That guy hanging around us. But, yeah, he was a character. I love it when they say they don't bet, though. Yeah, no, I don't bet. I don't bet. No. Just the 22 leg ACCA. £20 stake could win him £4,500. I don't do them, so I would have no idea, but that sounds pretty shit to me. I would think if you get 22 things right for £20 and you can only get £4,500 out of it, you must be doing something wrong. Right, where am I? I've done the football. There's nothing else on. City, West Ham. Comfortable City win, but I wouldn't be backing them at the price. Maybe over 2.5 goals there, but I haven't even looked at the price of that. But remember what I said about that. I posted some data yesterday. I was doing a bit of data trawling yesterday afternoon for something else. And if anybody wants me to post stuff like that, if you've got anything that you want, you're there, if it interests you, I don't know whether it does or not. I was, as I said on Twitter, I was just thinking out loud. I'm more than happy to post it. Most of that is all just price related. I'm not saying it will continue, but you get some interesting observations. It certainly for me gives me price points that I tend to avoid, as opposed to more confirming a bet. But I sort of look and think, well, there's just, 1.6 to 1.8 historically for home teams has always been a bit of a bloodbath. pretty much ever since I've been doing this. You can tend to win below that, and you can tend to win between sort of 1.8 and 1.9, perhaps when the market's not informed. But when they take strong views on teams and price them up between 1.6, 1.8, it's a bit of a bloodbath, and always has been. So that sort of, then if I have a team that falls in that bracket, I've got to have a really good reason to back them. So I tend to try and dodge it, because I think, well, can I make 100 bets at that price and win? It's not about that one bet, it's about repeating it over time. Can I make 100 bets in that price bracket and beat the market and get it right? So, but if anybody wants any data like that, it's just interesting. It's interesting stuff to post, and I can run it in minutes, pretty much any query. My old mate Chrissy, spreadsheets, what he's done for me. So you can do it by league, by price, whatever you want. If anybody wants anything in particular, give me a shout on Twitter and I'll do it for you. Right, what else have we got? I don't do that every week, by the way. I do it this time of year, and I'll have a look again in the summer. I'm a bit late this year because I went away. I normally do it in January, but because I was away, I started it yesterday, just having a quick look, and putting some bits together, really, with a view to August. That's when you start. See, I start now. Right, my little beauties. What have we got? Have I got any nags for you? I think I have got one. Bear with me a second. The old nags. It's been a bad run, hasn't it? You do think, well, you should just leave it alone. But then, of course, with the horses, today could be the day you get the couple of winners. But just have to be careful with it. The perils and ups and downs of actually betting horses. I know people trade it and do much better. Right, I've got, we're taking on Lorena. I love, thank you ever so much, and no offence at all, the Irish guy sending me in proper pronunciations. I like it. That's what I need. I need a little phrase book that I can refer to get these things right. We're going to Punchestown today. Punchestown 140, a little small win bet on Elfile taking on Lorena, and Elfile in Mullins horse in the 140 at Punchestown. That is it. And I think tomorrow will be quiet. There's no football on the coupons for the leagues I look at all tomorrow. And that was why I booked this day, to go and sort web stuff out. So I will, I'll get what I can done, but bear with me, please. There it is again. Bear with me, please. Next week, I've got a much quieter week, so anything I don't get done tomorrow before Friday, I will get it all done early next week. Right, have a lovely, what is it, Wednesday? I've got a busy day. I've got to get out. I've been up since about 6. I've got to get showered, get out, meeting, and then up to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium to hold my head in my hands as Leipzig put 4 past us. Oh, I hope not. And I've got, of course, a night with Suggsy, haven't I? There. Right, have a lovely Wednesday. Feel free to comment on my Liverpool views. I won't take offence. And I'll speak to you all very briefly, it will be, tomorrow morning.